You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Last week, the White House has released the transcript of President Donald Trump's call to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. It took place between the presidents on July 25. As it turned out, Trump argued Zelensky to cooperate with his lawyer Rudy Giuliani, criticized the unfair dismissal Prosecutor General in Ukraine Viktor Shokin, and negatively appraised U.S. ex-ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch. During the conversation, the presidents of both countries agreed that Europe was not doing enough to help Ukraine. This conversation took place at the end of July, but in September it again became. As a result, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced the start of the formal process that will determine whether President Donald Trump may be impeached. Trump has been accused of putting pressure on the Ukrainian president to reopen the investigation into Joe Biden, Trump's potential main rival in the 2020 election in the United States of America. The reaction to Zelensky and Trump's conversation were different. Vice Prime Minister of European Integration and Euro-Atlantic Integration of Ukraine Dmytro Kuleba says that Ukraine has become a hostage to the US political crisis, and the transcript is aimed primarily to an American audience.
The world of conversations, secret diplomatic reports has changed with the advent of WikiLeaks. Now we have access to tons of diplomatic correspondence, including classified information. And we have begun to see what the ambassadors think of a particular country, or what the leaders of states say in private meetings. Publication of the confidential part of diplomacy is not something extraordinary. Now a transcript of a two-president conversation has become an acquisition, but for me, as a person with diplomatic experience, nothing super sensational has happened.
Для мене, як для людини, яка має дипломатичний досвід, нічого там суперсенсаційного в цьому плані не відбулося.
Vice President of Ukraine Petro Poroshenko also expressed his reaction to the transcript. He said that Ukraine was supported by both the US and the European Union.
Ні в якому разі не можна Україні бути залученими до тої чи іншої передвиборчої внутрішньої боротьби в Сполучених Штатах Америки або будь-яких інших держав.
In no case can Ukraine be involved in a particular internal struggle in the US or other countries. We are grateful to the United States for the support they dismantled during the Russian aggression. These were sanctions, military and economic aid, advices. We are also extremely grateful to the European Union. Putin did not count on that 28 countries would unite and jointly decide on sanctions against Russia. That these countries will provide economic, political and technological assistance to Ukraine.
Ukrainian society also noted that during the conversation, Volodymyr Zelensky assured Trump that a new prosecutor general of Ukraine would be appointed soon, but he also said that the prosecutor general would be his man, his candidate. Such phrases in Ukraine are regarded as a possible interference to the work of prosecutor general's office. Political scientist Volodymyr Fosenko says that there was no direct pressure on Volodymyr Zelensky in conversation, although there were some nuances. When further investigation into Biden's subjects in the United States take place, some Ukrainian politicians may be called in for inquiry in Congress. The political scientists also draw attention to Volodymyr Zelensky's statement.
Там є, скажімо так, декілька контроверсійних моментів.
There are some controversial points. From the point of view of political correctness, by far the biggest negative is not quite correct statements about the former US ambassador to Ukraine Yovanovitch. In the US, I think many will not like it.
І це, думаю, в США багатьом не сподобається.
Volodymyr Zelensky himself said that he was not opposed to publishing the transcript, but thought that the US would only publish replicas of Donald Trump. At the same time, the Ukrainian president says that there was no pressure from the US president.
Ніколи не відчуваю жодного впливу на мене, і у мене дуже багато людей, які
I never feel any influence on me. So many people in the West and in Ukraine would like to influence me. However, I am the president of an independent Ukraine, and it seems to me that my steps show that it is impossible to influence me.
CNN has counted more than 2,000 US and Ukrainian officials who are somehow involved into the scandal surrounding President Trump's and Zelensky talks and the investigation into a possible impeachment of the White House chief. This story was prepared by Natalia Patrikeyeva. Kyiv.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.